operating in the Middle East, the 9th United States Air Force, commanded by Major General Lewis Brereton, prepares for one of the most daring raids of the war. A daylight bombing of the Ploiești oil fields in Nazi-controlled Romania. Fields that supply the Nazi war machine with nearly a third of its vital petroleum. Now, from bases in North Africa, 1,200 miles away, American bombers are ready to strike. Months of planning are behind the attack. For weeks, crews have studied their target, made practice runs perfecting the precision of the bombardiers. Now the great fleet is skyborne. More than 175 giant liberators streaking across the Mediterranean, and not an enemy plane in sight. Over the coast of Greece, across the rugged Balkan Mountains, past the Danube, the bombers roar upon their mission. The first wave swoops low as the target is sighted. Ploiești's 19 square miles of oil derricks, refineries, storage tanks, and cracking plants. From 500 feet, they pour incendiaries, then bombs. 300 tons of high explosives right on the mark. Most heavily fortified areas in all Europe, the bombers fight their way home, knocking out 51 enemy planes. Although 21 bombers failed to return, the raiders struck the Nazi war machine a crippling blow. Home with battle scars, mission accomplished.